Visit to the Blessed Sacrament from the writings of St. Peter Julian Aimard. The cultus of the Eucharist continued. But we are not through our subject yet. What? Jesus is present here out of love? Well, if you believe in his presence and if you love him, I cannot understand your not giving him anything. Even setting aside the question of the graces and merits you obtain through your gifts, is not the fact of giving to our Lord and glorifying our King a sufficient honor in itself? Not everybody is allowed to pay his respects to an earthly king. This privilege is obtained only by force of patronage. Would we even presume to offer a birthday present to a friend of higher rank than we unless we were on intimate terms with him? Well, Jesus is indeed king, since it is he who makes kings. But he does not observe the etiquette of earthly kings. He allows us to pay him our respects continually. He expects us to do so. Ah, what an honor for us. Let us take advantage of this opportunity. We have but one lifetime in which to give. God is willing to accept our gifts while we are here below. Ah, may we frequently have the consolation to say, I gave to our Lord. He will give himself to us in return. Spiritual Communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are really present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as one who has already come and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Visit to the Blessed Virgin Mary from the Imitation of Mary. The misfortune of losing Jesus continued. I feel horror at myself when I think that I have deserved to lose you who have given me such striking proofs of your love for me and of the pleasure you find in seeing me near you. What a narrow heart I have when it comes to detesting my ingratitude, yet all the hearts of men together could not conceive such a hatred of my sins as to equal my misfortune in committing them. But if I am the worst of ingrates, your mercy for which I beg is even greater. It will supply for the repentance I lack and would like to have. I wish my repentance were as great as the faith that enlightens me and teaches me the infinite abhorrence I ought to have for sin and the infinite love I ought to have for you. I see how unworthy my actions have been, and I would feel it less if you were less good. My ingratitude has no power to weary your patience. You have waited for me with a pity I can never marvel at enough and can never be grateful enough for. In the deplorable condition I find myself before you, what motive for hope can I have except your goodness? Jesus, my Savior, when you restore me to your friendship, you show me how great your mercy is. I know I have merited severe punishment at your just hands. Punish this rebel, but give him back the place he had in your heart. Take from me all that can bind me to the world, possessions and fortune, honor and reputation, the esteem and friendship of men, but let me not again suffer the misfortune of losing you. In the future may I make up, through a faithful and ardent love, for the lost time when I lived far off from you. Jesus, bring me near you, for your heart is always the same, always open to receive us despite our sins. In your heart I long to take refuge. Let me not go forth from it again, but dwell in it for all eternity. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary.
Our Lady, Refuge of Sinners, 13 days in preparation for St. Anthony of Padua, the 12th day. Our saint in life, we are subject to many tribulations that afflict the spirit and body. Obtain for us patience and the faith to unite our sufferings with those of Christ and to be glorified with him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. St. Anthony of Padua. Thank you.